For podcast purposes, the babes have separated the audio portion of our latest video show for those of you that prefer laughter on the go. To view this show with video, please visit babesinvoiceland.com or www.dbtv.com. Enjoy!
Hey everybody, welcome back. As you can see, today we're celebrating that life is a beach.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
All comfy and cozy here at the beach.
We're babes at the beach. Babes on video, babes go video, babes go on vacation.
And babes in Voiceland.
Babes in Voiceland, go video
How
on vacation.
Fun. And since we're at the beach, I have a surprise for you. Since we're at the beach.
You got a surprise for us?
Beth is full of surprises.
I can only imagine what is in her magic cooler.
Oh, hell, she's got
cups. Oh, my gosh.
Yay!
Oh, my gosh. Cups, cups, cups.
A cup for me.
A cup, a cup.
Oh, so let's
How
see.
How can you go to the beach without wine?
Oh,
Yay!
My. Oh, my.
And she brought the kind I can drink.
I did.
Yeah.
I brought.
Thanks, Bethy.
One for Beth and Terry, one for Diana.
A little red for them.
Well, she's very prepared.
A little blush for me. She's always prepared.
I got to find
And that's one of the hardest parts, though, is getting ready to go on vacation.
Oh,
and
my
to be
God.
Ready to go, right?
Oh, my God. I love being on vacation. I hate getting ready for it.
Well, while you two talk about getting ready for vacation, I'm going to open the wine.
Ooh, all righty.
And if anyone out there would like to join us, go grab yourself a glass and
come back.
Pour it.
Or go cup.
Pause us and then come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so you were talking about how you don't like getting ready to go on vacation.
Oh, my God. It stresses me out. I'm a lister. I have to make lists, okay? So I'll have my list, and then I walk around and I check things off, and then I overpack.
Uh-huh.
Which means it's a good thing I go to the gym or I wouldn't be able to lift my dang suitcase. And then it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You end up wearing one third of what you've brought, but you have to bring all the, it drives me crazy.
Okay, I have asked a question.
What?
When you're going on vacation, I want to answer from each of you.
Okay.
My wire's showing.
Pop quiz.
Sorry. My mic wire's showing. How soon before you go do you pack?
Oh, my gosh. I start thinking about it, and if I know I need to wash certain things, it's usually the night before, though. And I want to just throw everything together in one suitcase because I don't want to pay for all the extra suitcases or to be too heavy.
Uh-huh.
And then I tell myself, well, you know, if I forget something, I'll borrow something or I'll buy something.
Right.
Hence why I'm in Beth's shirt now, because I didn't bring the right one. The only reason I'm not in white and they're all in white and I'm in blue, because I underpacked.
Oh,
and I had to borrow.
Okay,
but it works,
so getting to the studio, I felt like a pack mule because I had all these wardrobe changes because we didn't know what would look good on camera and what would not.
That is
so. There was all that stress, and we're texting back and forth getting ready to come to the studio, and I'm starting to feel the same level of stress that I get when I'm packing to go on a damn trip, which I always want to be packed a few days ahead of time, but like my dear friend Terry, I usually end up the night before packing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even with your list?
Me too. Now, I have friends that seriously start like a week, 2 weeks ahead. How
I don't
can
have
you
enough
do
clothes.
No.
All my clothes would be in my suitcase. I'd be without clothes.
That night or the morning. I'm glad you guys feel the same way.
We'd like to hear from you guys, and we would like to know about your packing escapades. So if you would tag us at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit of your favorite or unfavorite stories about preparing for vacation. We would love to read some of your foibles on air.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yes, it would.
We could read some of those.
When I was working back in my career days, my staff always knew, without me even telling them I was going on vacation, that I was going on vacation. Because I usually have about 10 things going at once. And when they would walk in my office and see that my desk, credenza, and everything were perfectly clear, they knew I was leaving.
Right,
and I didn't cheat, you guys. I didn't, like, hurry up and put stuff away, shove it in a drawer, put it in a cabinet. I actually got all the crap done before I left, and that's how they knew.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of work, though.
It is.
For me, just to get to go on vacation to sit and relax is like doing two jobs before you go.
To sit and relax.
You know? Yeah. But like you said, you got to get the job all taken care of, the house taken care of, the kids, the dog.
Yeah.
You know,
weeks
ahead of medication to make sure nobody runs out while you're gone.
Here's to all our listeners.
Okay. Here's to our listeners.
And to relaxing.
And to relaxing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Cheers. That's good.
This is a fun way to do a show.
It is good. Mm.
So speaking of clothes.
I'm working on my tan over here.
We're going to tell you why we had such a hard time getting our wardrobe for today. We can't wear anything green. Do you know how many Hawaiian shirts have green? I actually had to get this from my husband, Grady. You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
All my shirts have green. Why, might you say, can't you wear green? Some of you already know we shoot on green screen.
She's lifting the veil. Oh, no.
So right about now.
Our beach is gone.
Our beach is gone, and we're showing you what we really look like sitting here. And through the magic of technology and Final Cut Pro,
back to
wow. Now, so was that fun? So, I hope so.
We didn't mean to hide from the
bubble,
sun now.
But this is the virtual reality, the world that we're living in, right?
Right.
You honest to God don't know when you're looking at something anymore, if it's real or if it's a special effect.
Right.
Okay, when you're watching a movie, all the CGI stuff that they do, and they make things look real, whether it's an animal or an alien
or
a transformer.
Yeah, how they enhance the performers. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
You
know what?
You don't even have to have a real hat. They probably would. They could put one in for me, right?
But, I mean, over the last few years, I've learned so much about this. If anybody watches a race show called The Hub, it's on every day. Grady's glued to it. And their first show this season, they showed they are in a complete green room. Floor, ceiling, it's just totally green. And they showed how, through the magic of technology, they put all the, backgrounds and the cars. It's really fascinating to me.
It is.
I tell you, if the people back in the 60s could see what they could do now with technology, they'd be blown away. It's really cool.
Well, they were blown away in the 60s. They were really blown away in the 60s.
Speaking of that.
What?
Speaking of that.
Uh-oh.
All right. Are we done with technology? Because I have to say something very cool.
Well, we can always get back to technology. I mean, there's so much
we
to
can,
say
we can
about.
Reopen. We can leave that tab open
and
we can
to
return
it.
To it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have a visual aid, but I don't know if I can show it to you.
Why?
This is an AARP magazine. But there's green on it. See, if you wear green on green screen, it'll just wash out, or the background will be on your shirt, whatever.
Hey, can you pop it up behind us?
Who? I am, yes.
Oh, cool.
I'll pop it up behind us right now. I'll take a picture. I'm going to show it even if it pixelates a little, but who would think an AARP magazine would have a marijuana leaf on it? AARP.
Well, I would think that.
It makes sense.
Well, but back in the day, you wouldn't because you thought of that as all old people, but now it's us.
But those people that used to smoke that stuff are now the old people, so
that's
it makes
true.
Sense.
They are, right?
That's
absolutely.
So true.
That they would have
they
marijuana on their magazine.
Here's to all of us who are now members of AARP that now have a marijuana leaf on our magazine. Who would have thought?
I don't know, because back in the day when I had my jeans, I got to bring those in one of these days. We'll talk about the jeans again. I had these awesome hip hugger Levi bell-bottom jeans.
Right, yeah.
Okay? And they got worn because I wore them for a long time. But I used to embroider stuff on them, okay? And one of the things
people
that I embroidered
that
was a sun.
Okay.
With a joint hanging out of its mouth. With a wisp of smoke curling up to the sky.
Your mom let you do that?
She didn't know.
Oh,
she just thought it was artistic. Wait, my 16th birthday? My mom threw me a surprise party with my best friend.
Right.
I don't know how
they
ever did it. She got me the sheet cake. Guess who was on the sheet cake? The Zigzag Man.
What? Your
my mom
did that?
Knew that it was like a popular thing. She didn't know what it was, but it was a popular thing. So she put the Zigzag Man on my damn cake. I'm gonna have to give you a photo. You can pop it up. My hand of God, you guys.
I gotta see this.
Yeah.
Let's put
my mom
it up.
Was hip and she didn't even know it.
That's crazy.
I'm keeping my shades on. I should take them off because you know, now I'm the only one. But back in the day, if I was indulging, I'd have to keep these on.
Yeah.
But just to let you guys know that I'm straight.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. Now they have gummies. Oh, you know what? Living in Las Vegas, they have marijuana in all different kinds of forms. They have the gummies. They have chocolate bars. They have like a root beer drink. And the only reason that you guys look at me like, how do I know all this, right? I had friends coming in from Michigan a couple weekends back for a wedding.
Yeah.
And when people come to Vegas, they're like, oh, Vegas! It used to be gambling and the chicken ranch and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Dispensaries.
Now it's dispensaries. Now it's the marijuana. And they go and buy
that amazing?
So much.
We say is we drink wine.
But Vegas has everything. You know what? I love living in Vegas. Do you love this town?
I really do.
Well,
if you've never been, come to Vegas. And you know what? Send us an email. Let us know you're coming.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait. What? Let us know where you're staying. We can show up in our snazzy t-shirts.
We could.
And you could have a picture with us. You could do a selfie with the babes.
How what a great
would
idea.
That be? How fun would that
then
be?
Then we would put you up on our website.
Yes, we would.
And our Facebook page.
We can do that.
Unless somebody doesn't know you're coming here and you don't want them to know, but that's another story.
Yeah.
But we would do that. It would be really cool.
Could totally do that.
So gummies. We're on the subject of gummies?
We were on the subject of gummies. Well, the idea being that when people come, they don't realize how the new stuff impacts them, that it takes a while for you to ingest it and to see what happens.
That.
They just down it all. They think it's like the old days when you used to smoke and it was an instant high. But if you're eating things, it takes a while to metabolize and get in your system.
Uh-huh.
And so they tend to overdo. And they don't have they don't get the red eyes like they used to get when you smoke.
She sounds like she's speaking from experience.
I did not know this.
Having witnessed it, not having indulged.
I'm just saying the friends
leave. If my little nieces and nephews are watching, I did not know this.
I do lots of research. I just like
she's
research.
A teacher.
I'm a teacher. Yeah,
a teacher.
I like to know how things work and what happens and I ask lots of questions. I drive my friends crazy with the questions. It's
well,
what happens when you do this? Well, did you try that? You know, and I just have to know. I'm one of those inquiring minds, and I just need to know.
But wouldn't it be wonderful, literally, seeing as we're at the beach and stuff, and we have our wine, which is kind of old school. I could picture myself maybe indulging the old-fashioned way.
Ah.
A little smoke here. And then I could just do this. And then I could just do this.
Sun feels so good.
Oh, yeah.
I love the beach. And I think it's time to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Diana, check this out. Look how many hits we're getting on YouTube.
Oh, my God, this is so exciting.
Oh, let me see. Can you believe how much attention our show's getting? Babes Go Video, it's rocking.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And our sponsors are loving
it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
maybe
they are.
We should tell everyone out there that we still have a few spots open for some sponsors.
Well, Diana, I think you just did.
I did,
She did. Seriously, if you have a business and you'd like to sponsor Babes Go Video, please contact us at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com.
We can't wait to welcome you to the family. So all this talk about legal and illegal substances and indulging back in the day kind of, you know, made me need to put these on because remember when your eyes used to get really red? So I'm just kind of like still with the groove on this. And I kind of got the munchies.
Her eyes are not red. She's
I kind of got the munchies right now. So I'm thinking maybe lunch after we're done.
Lunch.
Okay, all right. They're not red. I'm taking them off. Okay, so we were talking about the good old days when we used to need to put on our sunglasses after we indulged because it was usually smoking it. But you just indulged in a good old days type of a thing.
I'm talking about you.
I did, and I would love to talk about that. We just had the 50-year reunion. I know that makes me sound really old, but hey, it is what it is.
Oh.
50-year reunion from Luther High North in Chicago. It was awesome. I can't tell you how much fun I had. Gary Daniels, thank you for everything you and the entire committee put together. And my best buddies were there. BZ,
we love
Kathy, Renee, Regina. Did I miss anybody? Me?
I'm sorry. Did you say Regina?
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah,
you got
Regina. All these 2 years we've been doing the audio show.
Right, right.
Has Regina ever listened to our audio show?
No.
No, she hasn't.
But now she loves our video show. Thank you. And we would like it if you'd go back and listen to some of our audio shows.
So you get your shout out, Regina. Regina. Okay, there you go.
Regina. Thank you for listening to our video shows, but go back to the audio podcast because we've been doing it for 2 years and we put a lot of work into this.
Yeah, we have almost 100 shows up now, so come on.
But, but I'm telling you, we had a great time. I mean, we were all crazy. We were at Beasley's house, we were at Regina's house. And then Friday night, we had a thing at the bar. Uh-huh. Saturday night was the main reunion.
Yeah,
you know.
How many people came?
To the main thing, about 94. And our class was 250.
That's not bad, then.
Seriously, 50 of them, unfortunately, God rest them, have passed on.
Right.
And someone couldn't get a hold of. It's amazing. Out of 250 kids, 50 have already passed on.
That's sad. But, you know what? Is a long time.
Tom Golds did a beautiful tribute to all those people.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So, and you know what? I got to mention somebody else. Phil Battaglia. I got to mention somebody else. My buddy Phil.
Battaglia.
Phil, it was so good to see you, honey. And we didn't date in high school, but we were just best friends.
Brady, aren't you glad she clarified that? Because you were probably a little bit. See, I had nothing to worry about while she was gone.
Nothing to worry about while I was gone, seriously.
Can I bring this up, though?
Yeah.
Because we were just telling Regina that she needs to go and listen to our podcasts.
Yes.
So here's what you guys got to do. You guys can either go on your podcast app on your phone, either Apple or Android phone. They all have podcast app. You can do that. We are babesinvoiceland.com.
Yes.
And you can go, or you can go to our website. All of our shows are on the website.
Yeah.
And we are at babesinvoiceland.com on the website, okay? So you can go. So Regina and anybody else who hasn't been listening to our audio shows, you guys need to go there.
And you don't need a computer to do this.
No.
And I'm telling you, on my phone, and phones anymore are getting bigger again.
Yeah.
Remember how they were huge in the 80s and then they shrank and now they're getting big again?
Yeah.
Because they got nice little screens on them so you can watch movies.
Yeah.
I can actually see us better on my phone than I can on the computer. Yeah, well, when you send me the link, sometimes it doesn't always work, but my phone, perfect. And I've got it with me no matter where I go.
That's cool.
Yeah, it works out really well.
Laughter on the go. That's why we have audio shows. Did you see that Apple has a new phone out with like three cameras in it?
Three cameras.
In your phone? For what?
No,
one in the front, two in the back.
More clarity, better picture. No, it's on the backs.
All three are on the back?
I haven't gone to check it out yet, but I will do that. Because
my chiropractor said he gets a new, I don't know why we're shilling for Apple, because I don't have one of those.
I don't either.
But
my daughter does.
He gets a new one every year. He was talking about the three cameras, and he said they were demoing it. They have a camera in the front, they have a camera in the back, and what it is you can set the camera up, and they were doing interviews. So one person sitting on one side of the phone.
Get out of here.
No, no kidding.
With their phone.
And they were doing an interview.
This.
A two-person interview with the iPhone just right there.
I have to go to Apple or Sprint this week and check this out because with all this stuff I'm doing with the editing and the station, I have got to have this.
Maybe we won't need a GoPro.
Maybe we won't.
We can just use our phone.
Come on, you guys. How much fun would that be to put a video out there that says, Babes GoPro? Oh, my God. Just the title alone would make people come and watch it. Come on. Just take that away from me.
But they don't know. What we're planning on doing, in addition to the video show, Babes Go Video, and the audio show, Laughter on the Go, Babes in Voiceland.
Yeah.
Diana was going to get a GoPro.
Yes.
And while we're doing the audio-only show, GoPro it.
Yeah.
We've been thinking about this for a long time.
It's GoPro.
Yeah.
And the reason we're going to do it is so that you all can see how the sausage is made, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to be in Bethy's kitchen around the table. We're going to be noshing. We're going to be bantering. We're going to be thinking up ideas for the show. Then we're going to go into the dining room where everything is laid out. And we can do our character voices.
We've got to do that.
But we're going to have a GoPro. And the GoPro is going to show you how the sausage is made.
Speaking of that, do you hear the voice that Diana is doing right now?
Yeah, it's one of them, one of many.
Yeah.
We have a comedy sketch. The first one's up. The second one is not yet. It's still in the can.
Oh, our new one.
We have a new comedy sketch Rhoda, Belle, and Meg.
I'll be Rhoda.
Rhoda.
That makes me Belle.
She's a Southern Belle, and I'm Meg. I'm Meg Wazinski from Chicago. You know? I borrowed that name from one of my friends.
I'll have to check it out.
I borrowed the Wazinski, not the Meg.
But I think it's time for us to go, isn't it? Are we about wrapping up?
We could get a couple of more minutes in.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to sit back here and enjoy the sun.
Enjoy the sun, Belle.
I'm going to listen.
What else could we talk about before we go?
I don't know.
What do you feel like, besides just drinking wine and being on the beach?
I'm chilling.
I don't really feel like doing much more than drinking wine and sitting on the beach, to tell you the truth.
Do you need more?
Oh, God, no. You guys, if I start slurring my words, it's not an act, because I'm a lightweight.
She is kind of a lightweight.
These guys know that.
We talk a big game about the drugs and the booze. Listen, we're all kind of lightweights. Well, maybe
that's
not
right.
Me so much. I could have.
She is.
When we're at Beth's house making the sausage, I have to do this early in the evening, because if I don't, then I can't drive home.
But you know what? It will be good to have Babe's GoPro, because let me tell you, there have been times over the last couple of years.
I'll really need my shades then.
We are laughing so hard that this one. Oh, look,
I have to go in the other room.
We either have to send her to the other room because she's laughing so hard we can't record,
or
she's on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need a little more of this.
And that's without wine. I'm on the floor.
Oh, my God. All right, let's see. We talked about ARP. We talked about marijuana a little bit.
We
talked about the class reunion.
Uh-huh. We did.
I said hi to everybody. Did I say hi to Phil Battaglia?
You did. So, and then we talked about virtual vacations.
Yeah, we did. I want to get back to our vacation.
Okay.
Where do you want to go on vacation? Think about it. Where do you want to go next?
Let's talk about vacation. Hawaii in November, y'all.
Oh, I love Hawaii. Love Hawaii?
I've only stopped there and flew to Australia. I haven't stayed in Hawaii. I haven't been there yet.
Babes go to Hawaii. Babes do Hawaii.
Babes
on a cruise. Oh, my God.
Listen. Usually you say you took the words out of my mouth. You took the thought out of my head.
There we go.
Listen, absolutely.
What do you think we do a Hawaiian cruise? What do you think?
I'm up.
And it'll be warmer than the Alaska cruise.
That's true.
Terry.
But that was beautiful. It was nice to get away from the heat.
Do you know what?
Leave
we checked
Vegas
out the
a
Alaska
bit.
Cruises. They are very, very expensive. Hawaii is a better deal.
Hawaii's cheaper?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, that's what's up next then.
So listen, absolutely.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to talk about this off air, maybe when we go have lunch after this. And let's seriously think of, are we bringing the guys or just doing babes?
No, babes.
No.
Babes.
Sorry, Grady. I tried. Okay. So we're going to do a Babes Go to Hawaii cruise. And we will let you know once we book it. And if you want to book the same cruise and say hi.
I just thought we can do Babes Go Pro on a cruise.
That's what I was thinking.
Who is not going to watch that?
Oh, my God. Why didn't we think of that? I hope you guys have fun with us, because we're just three crazy babes having a good time.
We are.
You know, that's really all we are, right?
Yep. Oh, and so much more.
That's all there is. And listen. Can we talk about shirts?
No. Shirts? Why do we need to talk about shirts?
We'll save that for another show.
Yeah, because I think we got to go. I don't know about you.
Yeah, we got to go.
Okay, well, listen. Thank you for joining us. Cheers.
Cheers.
If you didn't have wine while we're filming, go have some wine now and think of the babes. And we see you next time.